This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we head to our nation's capital, where there's a lot happening there and a lot happening outside of Washington, D.C., and actually outside of our country. In Montreal, it's another round of the North American Free Trade Talks as we try to modernize the NAFTA agreement. Joining us, Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. Anything new, Chris, on NAFTA talks?
Well, this is the fifth round, Bill, of the high-level talks that started last year. And we're going to need to see some additional progress if we're going to successfully conclude the NAFTA version 2.0 in 2018. Our position is still the same, that we want to make certain we keep our relationship with Mexico going and not pull the plug on what's been a very beneficial relationship for U.S. dairy farmers over the past couple decades, but that we also need to see Canada make some changes, starting with rolling back its Class 7 pricing program. And the interesting thing about that, of course, is it's not just a sticking point between the U.S. and Canada. New Zealand and some other countries have also begun to notice the negative economic consequences of this new Class 7 program, because it's designed to drive down prices of skim milk powder and other milk proteins on a global basis. That's the impact it's having. So that definitely needs to be something that is discussed here in Montreal.
From Montreal, heading back to our nation's capital, there's been a lot of news coming out of there, both good and bad, as the government tries to chug along as we try to tackle some of these issues in the dairy industry.
The government shutdown really put the focus on immigration policy, also a priority of ours. But then the other thing, Bill, as you mentioned, is that Congress still has to provide a long-term funding bill for the remainder of 2018. They're going to take another whack at it here between now and February 8th. And what we're hoping is that as part of that deal, they also approve some changes and additional budget resources for the dairy program in the Farm Bill. What the House did right before Christmas is they lifted the cap of the $20 million annual cap on the livestock gross margin program that would allow greater participation and additional risk management tool options for dairy farmers. Now, the Senate has yet to act on that disaster spending bill. Looks like they are talking about making some additional improvements to the affordability of the margin protection program. And then if they're able to put all that together in the annual spending bill, that then paves the way for additional resources for farmers in the 2018 Farm Bill. And Secretary Sonia Perdue, who was in Pennsylvania, outlined USDA's principles and priorities for the next Farm Bill, fairly general in scope, but what they did focus on is the importance of having an effective safety net for all of America's farmers. And our point is, yes, let's start with making certain that we rectify the flaws in the current Farm Bill, specifically the inadequacies in the margin protection program. Ultimately, though, those changes and the improvements have to be made through additional resources that Congress is going to have to allocate for the Farm Bill and for dairy programs.
And as we, you know, start this year, it's encouraging to see the spotlight on these important issues for the dairy industry, you know, NAFTA, immigration, the safety net, and the Farm Bill.
Yeah, it's really amazing that just 12 months ago we saw the Trump administration come to town, and now all these things that either by design or just because of the timing, they're all kind of coming to a head, whether it's trade relationships, the importance of immigration policy, we'll see what happens there, and then certainly improving the safety net for dairy farmers. So it's certainly giving us a lot of things to talk about here in the coming months.
Thanks for the update, Chris, from our nation's capital. Chris Galen is Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Save the date for dairy's premier educational event. The upcoming PDPW Business Conference is March 14th and 15th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin. More details at pdpw.org. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.